And now let's get throw it back to Dan.
Yep.
Perfect. Here's Dan.
So as both of you well know, maybe not recently, but you're aware of this phenomenon, and it's one that I'm being refamiliarized with, is finding crap to do with your young kid. And there was...
There's not a lot to do.
There actually is, if you
think how old is he now?
3 months old, tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah. So super alert, super active, engaged, looks around. You know, he's great. He's at a really fun stage right now. So we decided on Saturday, let's get out the Bob, the big jogging stroller, and go down to the farmer's market.
There you go.
It was a little warm. There's a couple plants that I was looking to pick up, and it's nice to stroll through that, you know, that breezeway. Yeah, I was so baked, Corby. So baked.
What are you talking about?
Because I smoke so much pot these days.
I thought you were going to look for a weed plant.
No,
that's what I was saying.
No, not a weed plant. Like, I was looking for some leopard plants, and you can't find them right now. 9 out of the 11 of mine survived the freeze, but there's 2 that need to be replaced. So if anybody's got a line on leopard plants, hit up Bob and he'll email me.
Okay. That's right.
All right. So we go down to Farmer's Market and it's fun walking around the big covered, you know, shed and seeing all the people's wares, and everybody's like, "Oh, how old is your baby? He's so cute."
Look at the baby.
It's a great time.
Yeah. How old's your grandson?
Yeah, right. No kidding. Your daughter is so pretty. So we decide, you know, let's grab a bite to eat. And, you know, they have that big long thing that's air conditioned indoors, the farmer's market eatery thing. And there's like tons and tons of restaurants in there.
Oh, yeah.
So we settle on this place, which coincidentally enough was the last dining out experience we had before Audrey went into labor. So we went down there to the farmer's market on a Saturday, and then I believe it was early that Sunday morning at 3 a.m. her water broke. So this was like our last time to eat out before.
Did you get some Indian food to try to move things along down there?
No. We opted,
shock the baby.
We opted for a really nice seafood market that's down there, and it's great, and love going there.
Oh,
so we saddle up, and we order, and we run into the server that waited on us the last time, and she's like, "Oh, my God, I remember you guys, and this is him." It's like, "That's been 3 months. I can't believe it, blah, blah, blah." Great time. So we're sitting there enjoying our fish tacos and oysters and all of the wonderful things that seafood market has to offer.
Yeah.
And, of course, there's music being, you know, piped in that sector of that quadrant of the farmer's market eatery tunnel, or whatever you want to call it. And we're listening to some of the hits of the day. And at some point, this sound was coming out of the speakers, and it just kind of kept happening. And because there's so many people down there, you can't really make out what it is. But to me, it sounded like a produce truck trying to back out of a Whole Foods after making a delivery. All right? And I'm thinking, what? Why are they playing this? This sounds like a car alarm. And we listen a little closer, and I'll be damned if it's not an actual song, and not a song that just a song, but a song that, by all accounts, people that were sitting at this bar area where we were eating, a lot of them knew it and were mouthing words to it. I hit record on my phone. And tell me if you can make heads or tails out of this sheer musical insanity.
Okay. Oh, my God.
No way. Hand of God. Okay, that's the end of the song. That was like the 6th verse that had that beeping. That was
and it's
just,
so you're right. It sounds like
right? It goes on forever. And people were singing along to this tune that I'd never heard before.
Spanish?
We couldn't. Yes, in Spanish.
Okay. Okay. I couldn't really tell what was going on there.
I could not, for the life of me, figure out where this came from. The fact that it was a song, I literally thought that an alarm was going off somewhere.
Yeah, like somebody left the refrigerator open, and that's the...
Yes, exactly.
So were the people that were singing, were they of the Spanish, Mexican persuasion?
This was seemed like I should have known this tune. So, I recorded this on my phone. This morning, I'm thinking, I guess I recorded this because I thought about possibly bringing this to the air. So,
right.
I get Audrey to Shazam the phone recording.
Right.
Perfect.
And I'll be damned
if it
didn't show up.
Of course, it's the only song in the world that sounds like that.
So I will present to you the Hechazeros Band and their hit single, El Sonidito.
What's that, Bob?
Full digital quality. And I'll tell you why I'm quitting music after we listen to a sample of this. This was our accompaniment to lunch.
Complaciendo para todos los bailadores con esta rola que dice... Un, dos, tres, cuatro.
Now wait, they get off the syncopation here and it's just...
Dude.
Eso!
Oh my God.
¡Qué bárbaro! ¡Qué bárbaro! ¡Un, dos, tres, cuatro!
Here comes Mexican Dracula trying to refill my tea.
Dwarf Batman.
What the actual F?
Oh my God.
Here's the insanity.
Ah! Esta es una buenísima rola!
God!
Un, dos, tres, cuatro!
No! No!
No!
That is...
Esto, esto, esto!
Is this a hit?
Corb, hang on. This is why I'm quitting music, because El Sonidito by the Hechazeros Band has been spun 24 million times, and this song came out 13 years ago.
What?
This isn't even a hit of the day. This came out in 2008.
So sonido,
yeah,
is sound.
Okay.
Sonidito is a little sound.
Is it the sound of hell?
I mean, I think the song is, what's that sound, basically? What's that little sound? I think it's a song about the sound.
Dude, this is going to hell. That, right there.
This was the... This is where we were. I think this is about when I hit record.
Do you think you would give up the location of the Rebel base?
Oh, my God.
If they played this for you for 24 hours?
You could just skip the waterboarding and hit me with this. Listen to this. And the music fades down, and this goes on forever.
Oh, maybe the song's over here. This is good.
¿Qué dijeron? Esto ya se
acabó. About to fall asleep, finally.
¡Oh! ¡Esto sigue! Un, dos, tres, cuatro!
I'm insane.
So Sesame Street.
I am insane at this point.
All the Muppets are dancing.
Is your baby looking at you guys like, get me out of here?
Yeah, because he doesn't like this. He didn't like this music.
No.
Yeah, if it's not reggae or Stevie Wonder, he's not interested. I mean,
dude, crazy.
What would you have done?
I don't know.
I mean, seriously, does it when the music kind of fades out and it's just that damn beeping? It seriously sounds like a truck trying to back out.
Oh,
it
does.
Let you
but
know
like
that
that's incredible
to get out of his way.
Like a tiny clown truck, though. Like
yeah.
Ding, 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 and the clowns are all pouring out of there real fast. You know?
Yeah.
I'm almost certain I could live south of the border. I like the language. I like the people. I like the food.
Women, obviously.
I like a lot of everything. pop music, though, I don't know if I can do the music.
And it's everywhere, right? It kind of...
They love club music so very much.
Yeah, and I'm telling you,
they like Insanity.
I'm with you, Bob. Even it's this more niche-y pop music that drives you insane that you might hear in the club, but there's nothing. There are a few things better than mariachi done right.
Absolutely.
It's so good, and those guys are so talented. But that, I don't know what that is. That's music to go insane to.
I can't believe people were singing that. Like, that's that well known. Yeah. And the fact that it is so annoying that no one's ever sent that to us. Like, try this one on.
To be fair, I'm not sure the lyrics are super complicated.
Well, yeah.
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro.
Right. Ticket stop.
It just goes in a big circle.
Yes.
You know what? Anybody up here could play keyboards on that.
I know.
Anyway,
that's amazing.
That was my Saturday, and I had to share it with you clowns.
Wow.
It's awesome.
So good.
Well,
viva!
After that Saturday, there was something else that happened Saturday night, and all I could think of while watching it was Bob is having a heart attack next.
Okay, I'm officially grown to like this song now. It took one commercial break and seeing the video.
Is it hilarious?
It's exactly what you expect. And the keyboard player is getting down on his one note. And apparently we've used this in ticket promos in the past. And it's on, I've heard that it's on Grand Theft Auto. Dude. I've heard that it is some famous wrestler uses it as walk-up music, and somebody sent me a tweet that it's very popular in kitchens around town. Like, it's a song that the kitchen staff will play to get things going.
Have you heard this, Ty, in the wrestling world?
That's a new one on me. Maybe a luchador.
All right, this slaps.
Yeah, it's sort of coming around.
Or maybe I'm just insane now, Chuck.
Yeah. You're insane.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, so Saturday night.
Ah!